Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromini. He is Ski at TSB Ski. Tweet at one of those handles with your movie suggestions. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. We will watch your movie and then you can listen to us talk about it. Best idea for that, however, is to join our Discord. So Sports Brewery in Discord. That is our little community in there. You can give us movie suggestions, list ideas for the sports podcast. It happens every Thursday. That can be seen live on Twitch, twitch.tv/TSBpod. If you miss those, I post the streams and segments from the streams on YouTube. So you can check those out there. Follow TSB Pod on all of your social media things because we're on them. We don't post on all of them, but we're on them. Even Blue Sky, which King refuses to acknowledge exists.
It doesn't exist. By the way, since today is Sunday,
yes.
Unfortunately, congratulations to the Oklahoma City Thunder for winning by 9 points and winning the NBA championship.
Yeah, amazing. They were down going into the fourth, but came back.
Jalen Williams guy. Yeah. Wow, yeah. Who saw that coming?
Yeah, right. And nine points, like, you know, after being down, it really, you know, just to be able to come back, scrappy play, and sort of run away with it was, I don't know. It was inspiring. You know, I'm inspired.
SGA champion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what else is also inspiring? Our movie this week, you guys. It's inspiring. Okay. It is King's movie. It is Accountant 2, currently on Prime Video. Came out this year. The year of our Lord, 2025. It has a 77% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.7 on IMDb, and a 58 on Metacritic. It stars
Damn.
Ben Affleck as Christian Wolfe, John Bernthal as Braxton, Cynthia Di Robinson as Mary Beth Medina, J.K. Simmons as Ray King, Daniela Pineda as Anais, Allison Robertson as Justine, Allison Wright as the voice of Justine, and Robert Morgan as Burke, who was like the big bad guy, fish dude or whatever. Same writer and director as the first one. Bill Dubuque, who also wrote A Family Man and created the TV show Ozark, which is kind of a big deal. And Gavin O'Connor, who also directed Warrior, Pride and Glory, and Miracle, which again is the United States hockey movie, which is one of those things is not like the others.
Again.
Yep.
Again.
Again. Yep.
And Ozark, again, which you still haven't finished.
Oh. I have not finished Ozark. That is correct.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I'm gonna no, again. Not. Again, I'll say it every single time we talk about this. They're hour-long episodes, and there's a fuck ton of them to watch. I'll get to it.
King, does he finish this by the calendar year? How many seasons do you have left?
No. He's never going to watch another episode.
I'm going to. So you know how people have like 5-year goals or whatever. Like this, I'm gonna buy a house by the time I'm 50 or whatever. I'm gonna watch Ozark by the time I'm 50.
Dog. Yeah. Ozark ended when Joe Biden was still a popular president. Yeah. Do you know how long ago that was?
Yeah, bro. I know.
Okay.
I'm gonna watch it by the time I'm 50.
All right. Okay. All
if
right.
I don't make it to 50, then that's on God. You know what I mean? Like I was doing God. My part.
10 toes down on God.
10 toes
standing
down
on business.
Thank you. Exactly that. Budget for Accountant 2 was $80 million, box office $102.1 million. So it actually wasn't in the theater that long.
It was not. It came quickly to stream.
Made a bunch of money, kind of.
I didn't even know it was a theater release.
This feels like
I had no idea.
It feels like they jumped the gun on it, right? Like it wasn't in the theater long enough to make the money that it should have made, it feels like.
Unless Amazon paid a shit ton of money to get it to streaming. That's
very possible. That's part of the deal, right? Like, Amazon fronted a bunch of money and they're like, okay, we want people to see it in the theater, but we also
make your money back and then we're good.
Yeah, which is what they did. Yeah. And so, Ski, you had a good idea before we started recording this to go back and make sure we saw our scores that we gave the first one, because I didn't remember. And I think we're all sort of shocked by the scores we gave it. Not because like the movie's not great. Like the first Accountant movie is great. It's a great movie, but we gave it like really high scores. So I gave it a 4.25, Ski gave it a 4.5, and King gave it a 4. Like, and I think the only reason you gave it a 4.5 is because Ben Affleck sucks, is what you said.
Yeah, so, well, he still does suck, but yeah. He's
still not a good actor, but I think something they added in this movie that was missing from the first one was Affleck and Berenthal doing like legit action stuff together. Like the whole sequence at the end with them like in the compound or whatever, like working off each other to sort of move through and kill everybody. That shit's dope. Like that was.
Well, really they needed cool. That because they didn't do a whole lot up until that point.
A whole lot of other action
mean? Stuff like that. A couple of things here and there, but no like big, like taking down like a mini army kind of thing.
A lot of exposition in this movie. And
I was going to say, in a weird thing, I think one of the things I actually gave Affleck a lot of props for the first one was I thought that he played someone on the spectrum very well. Like, he was very believable. And in this one, I don't know if it kind of got to his head a little bit, but he was playing this way different. Like, he was not as much on the spectrum as he was in the first one.
He was in this one. I know what you mean. Like, in this one, he was more acting like awkward Ben Affleck as opposed to acting like somebody on the spectrum. So like the first one, it did seem like he was trying hard to be like, to actually respect, you know, people with autism and people, you know, and how generally they act and certain tics and stuff like that. Whereas this one, he was just like, he'd put his hands in his pockets and be like, I'm kind of weird. I'm kind of odd. It's like he was doing an Elon or something, right? Like, it really felt like that, but I don't know.
Oh,
something fell off.
The first one was based a lot of, you know, he is an accountant for the underworld, right? This had the one scene with the pictures to where he uses his gift to try to figure out like who this guy is, because they don't know who they're supposed to be looking for. The first one was a lot of him using his like high intellect to do things. This, not so much.
Like equations and stuff. No, the only thing he did in this, in that regard, was the dating profile thing at the start of it, and then putting the map together of where the people were. And that was it. And we didn't really see him even doing the map thing. It was a off the screen thing. And she walks in, or she like wakes up and she's like, oh, you moved the map around or whatever. And yeah, that's because they were going over here and now they're going over here. But then they went over here and then they went over here. It's like, okay, all right.
He did zero accounting in this movie.
Zero accounting.
For an accountant, he is a poor accountant in this movie.
He hacked dating profiles. That's really the extent of his technology in this one. Yeah. That was weird. J.K. Simmons, like, dying very early on. I don't know.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. That's it worked as a plot point, right? Like, if he doesn't die, the whole movie doesn't happen, basically. Exactly. So, yeah. I get it. It worked.
They didn't do a whole lot with the character, like anything like a great send-off. I mean, he kind of fought the people off and wrote "Find the Accountant" on his arm.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, outside that,
yeah,
nothing important.
Did you miss Anna Kendrick in this one?
No, when we watched it the last time, I forgot she was in the fucking movie.
Uh-huh. How about you, Ken?
I knew she wasn't in it, but I did not miss her.
Yeah.
But I do like her.
Yeah, yes. Me too. No, she's very likable.
Button for toxic masculinity?
And I think at the end of the first one, I thought we were to like understand that she was probably going to be in this one.
He left her the painting and fucking got the fuck out of there.
That's true. That's true. Doesn't. Yeah. So I did hear that there is going to be a third one of these. Like, it's going to be a trilogy, and then they're going to be done with it, and that she is probably going to come back for the third one. So we'll see.
You know what I hope they, like, I love all the additional Barenthal in this, because he's fucking fantastic.
He was good in this, too, yeah.
Fucking Medina is awful. Like, the whole plot to this movie is she's trying to find who killed J.K. Simmons' character, and then why he was invested in this case, right? He writes, call the accountant. She knows who the accountant is. She knows what he does. And then it's a classic trope in movies to try to be the straight edge, you know, FBI person, like, oh, we don't do killings. We don't beat people up. That's what this guy does for a living. What the fuck did you think he was going to do?
She is like, so inconsistent with her morality. Like, it is crazy. The fact that she was reaching out to him at all shows that she is at least lackadaisical on this stuff. And so then the fact that she, like, all of a sudden grows a conscience when... Like,
you're doing this shit off the books, by the way. It's
off
like
the books. You know what he does. You know what his brother does. And you bring them both in to try to help. Like, again, lady. Like, this is mostly
her being so aghast at when they're looking at the wall and they're like, we don't know who killed all these people. And Barenthal's like, I know he didn't kill this guy here.
Or at least this one. Or also this
her
one.
Just like, oh my God. This hired killer,
wait a minute,
killed someone. Just, yeah, her character fucking sucks. I hope she's not in this third one.
She's gonna be in this.
It would have been great. They could have killed her off. It would have been great.
There is no reason whatsoever her character should still be alive. Like, when a nice or whatever, however you pronounce it, like when she put a knife in her stomach and then ripped it all the way across. Like, she's dead. She's dead. She is dead.
Like a dog.
Fucking blood. Her blood is outside of her body. Like, her intestines outside of her body. You can't just like fucking Affleck walks in there and like puts his hands on her stomach. Oh, I got to stop the bleeding. No, there's no stopping the bleeding, my guy. Like,
and also, she works for the FBI. She's a fucking pencil pusher in the FBI. There's no way she could fight hand-to-hand combat against this insane assassin.
She works for the Treasury Department.
The Treasury Department, yeah.
Not even the FBI. The Treasury Department. I don't know how much fucking, like, combat training the Treasury Department goes through, but I bet it's not enough to be able to do all the shit that she did in this movie.
Well, just weren't people in the Treasury Department trying to steal? Am I wrong? Was that
Stop the steal.
Weren't they part of the stealing the Declaration of Independence? Wasn't that part of it? It's been a long time since I've seen
it. Are you just thinking of a Nick Cage movie?
National Treasure?
National Treasure?
Yeah. Well, maybe that's all it is. I don't know.
The clues are in the money. I stole the Declaration of Independence. I have these glasses.
Have we watched National Treasure yet?
Yes,
we did. All right.
Yeah, that was one of my movies. And I don't think we liked it as much as I thought we would like it, which I remember loving those. Like, oh, yeah. So good. So the Anais character, like, was a cool addition. I think her character was badass. I think her backstory is, like, fucking impossible. But I think it was cool, and I it sort of, that aspect of it sort of reminded me of Sicario and sort of the vibe of it when, you know, they're trying to get over the border, they get captured, kid gets kidnapped, husband gets shot, she, you know, loses all of her memory when she's being kidnapped, and then, you know, all of a sudden it just clicks into her that she's like the super violent, incredible
athlete. The doctor made it seem like she got hit in the head, and then, like, those one in a million chances when you get hit in the head, you can become a genius, essentially.
You become a genius, or you
speak a different language, which is
John Travolta movie? Where he spoke Portuguese.
Is it like Michael?
Is that the one he had? Can't Phenomenon?
phenomenon.
I don't know where we had like a brain. He had like a brain tumor.
Was it a brain
tumor?
I think that's phenomenon. Michael's the one where he was like an angel, I think.
Yeah, Michael's an angel.
Okay. Yeah.
I just remember it's like a Tom Segura bit about some British lady that like got hit in the head and woke up and she speaks like an old Chinese lady. And it's hilarious.
She does like this is a thing. Like people have been knocked out. They wake up, they don't speak English anymore. Like it's
but how pissed would you be if you got hit in the head and something cool happened and you could be a genius?
Or
you speak with like a Russian accent and can't not speak with it. What would you rather have?
Genius.
I think I'd rather be a genius. Yeah, I can speak with a Russian accent now. Like I'll take genius. Yep.
Do it.
I'll take genius. Ew.
I am how you say Russian Gajovich.
Yeah. What are you talking about, King?
What are you talking about, King?
In my face.
Yeah. Yeah, take a seat.
I will say, I think they had a nice little twist in this movie.
Taz.
Exactly.
Because I didn't know for a while, like, oh, this chick, the assassin chick, is the lady they're looking for. Yeah. Because the assassin chick, they made her look like she was Asian. I thought that chick was an Asian assassin. And like, oh, that's the Mexican or Hispanic lady that they were trying to figure out what happened to.
Really crazy. I don't know if that was so. Daniela,
same Pineda, actress. I looked up. It is the same.
It was okay. Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Then fucking wow, because she looked totally different. Like
apparently, going through a windshield and cracking your skull makes you kind of hot now too.
Yeah.
Makes you real smart. Right? It makes you hotter.
Makes you look Asian. Makes you really hot. Makes you really smart. Like makes you kick everybody's ass. Like man, I got to get in a car accident myself. Yeah. I want to be a really hot Asian lady. Come on.
Yeah, that was a lot better than being a Hispanic fucking prostitute who they stole your kid and killed your husband. Yeah. One's a better life there.
I don't think she was a prostitute. She just like cleaned rooms or something, right? I think that's.
She did jobs in rooms. Yes, she did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a handy person.
Yeah, she gave that real nice loose handy.
This is a week for dry loose handies, man. I'm telling you. Father's Day.
Dylan Roof.
Father's Day every day you visit her at the motel.
Dylan Getting Roof.
Roofied. Getting roofied.
Dylan Roof. Oh, I hope that sticks. That's so funny. You're like, I hope it does too.
Yeah, something sticky.
Holy shit. I feel like the guy, the sniper guy, the bad guy who like ended up killing everybody, like all the good people who died in this movie were killed by that guy. I feel like he was sort of underplayed in this movie because like that a nice chick is like the assassin who is hired to kill everybody. But this dude is like, is he just like the guy's? Is he Burke's son? And he's just this.
No, he's just the guy that does the dirty work for Burke. That's all he does.
Man, I hope he gets paid a lot because that guy was really good at his job.
He was killing everyone. He was running the fucking child camp where they were doing. I don't even know what they were doing with the kids.
I'm saying exactly that. Like he is too good at being an assassin to be running a child labor camp. You know what I mean? Like that guy needs to be like out in Prague, like assassinating people or something. I don't know. He needs to be hired away by that dude at the end. The bald guy at the end who's like what's his name? Brune or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
But
he did kill everybody though. He killed J.K. Simmons. He killed the
Guy was trying to rat on him. Yeah.
Yeah. His lawyer, like, he's really good with a sniper rifle.
And the main guy, Burke's not like a badass at all.
No, something, I don't know if you guys noticed this too, but the shower scene that he was in, they did a really close shot of his feet, and his feet were fucked up. Like, if you feel like it, listener, like go check that out. If you
pause on that scene,
but they were like really fucked up. Like his big toe was like terrifying. That's like the scariest part of this whole movie. Was the close up on that dude's feet, man?
It's like a long distance runner's feet.
I'm sorry, Robert Morgan, but your feet are gross, my guy. And you know, you're in like your 60s or 70s or whatever. I get it. We're all going to be there probably. But man, you're in a movie. Get a pedicure, bro.
Yeah, I want to go back hating on Medina again while we're at it.
Okay.
Cool part of this movie, you know, the home that he has all these kids, you know, he funds all these kids to live at, and, you know, yeah,
the harbor part of place.
Harbor. Yeah, whatever, the harbor thing.
Yeah.
They're, you know, genius hackers and shit like that. Her being so appalled at them, like, getting the info that they need really pissed me off, too.
Again,
you knew how to contact him through this place. You know there is someone else on the other end that does all this stuff for him.
Yeah.
And you care about some fucking dumb chick from like Dearborn, Michigan, where you're just trying to see a picture of hers. I was like, well, what does she actually want to solve J.K. Simmons' murder at all?
King, you look like you took offense for Michigan on that one.
No, I just Dearborn, Michigan is a very specific place.
It sure is.
Moving on.
Yeah, that's another thing they add. That's another thing they added in this movie too. Is like Justine, like you don't see Justine until the very end of the first one. Like you realize who she is, and then in this one, you actually get to like see her and hear her more. And then they add the element of like the kids at this Harbor Clinic place are actually in this like underground, not underground, but like basement, like room that is full of computers and high tech equipment. And they all basically have competitions to see who can hack things faster and who can get him information faster. So you
it's cool. Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. I think Justine is the more, like, I don't think this, I know this. Like, Justine is the more accurate representation of being on the spectrum.
Well, she's nonverbal. Yeah.
Nonverbal. Exactly that. Like, it's weird because I think as much as we love the first one for being that sort of accurate representation, I think this one did a way worse job in terms of Affleck because he's the main character in it. But also they sort of upped it with Justine and the kids and stuff like that. So it's, I don't know.
They actually did it kind of right. You know, he does all that, the hacking to set up the online or the group dating thing.
Yeah.
And then he proceeds to blow it. You know, he says, you know, not things to try to pick up women. That worked. But it was a scene in the bar where all of a sudden he becomes like a Casanova to pull this dime chick.
Angie. Yeah.
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 Then I was just like, you're missing the plot here, Ben.
They did fuck it up. Like it, and if we're to understand that he can rig the game in terms of like the dating profile for the, what do they call those, by the way? Where like a bunch of people go
speed dating.
That's it. Thank you,
man. I don't think it exists anymore.
No, because it's like, I think dangerous. Like, I think that's a good way for predators to find women. You know what I mean? Like it. But if we're to understand that he can game the system for a speed dating thing, but he can't. So his whole thing was like, he figured out the algorithm for the best answers that women like and the best like pictures that women like in those dating profiles. If he can do that, he can't figure out like blank responses that he can give women when they ask him a question. Like, that's what we're to understand. He can't bullshit that.
Or but then do later online, on, just do online dating where doesn't have to even go face to face. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he like learns how to line dance just by watching people for 5 seconds, which, all right.
Yeah, that was...
All right. Yeah, then he, what he held up the number on his hand is like, I was very smooth.
Well, it's very much like the movie that you haven't seen, Braga, in Good Will Hunting.
It was
an homage to his buddy Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
He just didn't say, he didn't have the, do you like apples? How do you like dem apples? I got her number.
The only, my reference to that was the Kevin Smith movie where he's like, applesauce, bitch. Like with Jay and Silent Bob or whatever. Yeah. I still never seen. Yeah. I don't know.
Can one of you explain to me? So the whole plot to this movie also is that, so J.K. Simmons retired, right, from the Treasury.
Yep.
He's doing something on his own. What was he? Was he trying to find the kid? Was he trying to find the woman? What was he trying to actually find? Because it seemed like it was just the kid, and then
I thought it was a kid
in your eyes?
I thought it was the kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
he was like a genius kid. That was like they had to throw that in there, like it was like a big plot point.
Did they explain how he knew them?
I think the grandfather that got murdered by your sniper guy who kills everyone.
Yeah,
he was like drinking his coffee like for breakfast.
Yeah,
I think he asked J.K. Simmons to do it, but I don't know how they know it. They didn't really go too in depth.
They did not go in depth in that. Okay, that makes sense that he asked J.K. Simmons for help. And then, so J.K. Simmons knew the dad was shot. Like, he knew the dad was dead because there was like a picture of him in his house. And then he knew who the mom was. Like, did he know that that's who it was? Like, when he met with her, did he know? Like, because he was asking her for help as if he didn't.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That whole plot point was just a little jumbled to me.
Yeah. Because that's like the first scene we see in this movie mm-hmm. is him meeting with the kid's mom, right? Yeah. Like, but she clearly doesn't remember.
It's almost like he might have thought so, but didn't know for sure. So he was kind of like trying to see
if it would click for her if she saw him. Yeah. Yeah.
But like, it could have done like, oh, this was like some old case that he couldn't solve or something. It was just like kind of random of
also how if she
came about.
If she's a hitman, this is not exactly her job, like finding a kid. And something tells me J.K. Simmons can't afford her. So, like, I don't know. We'll just overlook that, I guess. But, yeah. Again, I think she was a cool character. I don't know if she's going to come back in the third one. I don't kind of hope so, because she was really cool, like I said. But, yeah. So that's another thing, too, is Mom remembers, right? So like the mom at the end of this movie, she remembers like what happened and that she has a son. The son is now saved. Are we to understand that they did not reunite?
I think maybe she only remembers, that guy killed her husband.
The husband, right? Yeah.
And
which made her go find him with help of Justine. But so she
and they never really, because he goes straight into the harbor house.
Yeah.
Right okay. after that. Yeah. All right. I don't know. Another little small plot point they just didn't really want to.
Maybe the third movie? I don't know. But what do you think about Barenthal's animal thing? Like he was trying to get the corgi, and I thought that was kind of a cool scene where he was sort of like talking to himself and freaking out and like, come on, man, you got this. Whoa. And he's just trying to talk to some lady about getting his corgi 2 weeks earlier than
it was a little weird. Considering, you know, he is very calm and cool as a killer, but talking to some, trying to get a puppy a couple weeks early.
Mm-hmm. And I think what's even weirder is they're driving the bus away from where they were trying to murder and bury children in the desert, and they randomly come across an orange cat in the street.
It's Mexico, man. There's animals. You can find an
goes
animal.
Goes out and picks up an orange cat. Yep. Like, which, by the way, if you know anything about cats, Orange Cat is kind of perfect for Barenthal's character. So, but yeah, I don't.
What does an orange cat symbolize? Oh, I have no idea.
They're crazy. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. They do lots of crazy, dumb shit. Like, yeah, that's a thing. All of them. It's a thing. All right. Anything else?
King, which Hispanic prostitute did you like the best in the hotel room? Which one do you think would give the best loose hand job for you?
I'm not answering that. I am a married man. Yeah. Cannot answer that.
Yeah. Is a loose, slow, like uninterested hand job considered cheating?
100%.
100%.
100%.
What if you're watching Fox News instead of CNN?
Yeah.
Well, then it's racist cheating.
What if it's Tucker Carlson?
But is it more racist or more cheating?
Yeah.
You guys are really backing me into the corner here. Jesus.
What would your wife be pissed at more, that you're watching Sean Hannity or that you're getting a hand job?
Oh, Sean Hannity, because she'd be like, well, then I don't have to give you one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
Less work. Everybody likes working less.
Yeah.
I need to call ICE up. Only people in America are working hard.
Speaking of working less, I know today is Sunday, but on Thursday, game six, NBA Finals. The NBA was working on Thursday. Uh-huh. Why are all these white people taking Juneteenth off? Right? That's all I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA was working. All you white people. Get to the office.
Oh, what's his fucking name?
Slave to work.
Who's the TJ McConnell was working. Like, you telling me? Yeah.
Oh, he was owning shit.
Chet Holmgren was really taking this Juneteenth serious. He was.
Oh, boy. So apparently the third one is not only going to have Anna Kendrick come back, but it's going to be like a road trip movie with Bernthal and Affleck. So I don't know.
Just by how trilogies go, first one good, second one not as good, third one's money grab dog shit.
Might be terrible. Yep. And that's the thing, too. Like, this one barely made its money back, so I don't know.
Like I said, it was in theaters for like a week.
True.
How many movies that go past three are any of them, like, watchable? Like, is Final Destination watchable?
I've heard, I have not seen one of them because they give me anxiety, and I don't, not, no thanks. But I've heard from people who like them that they're very good. And
I think horror movies are different. Like Saw, Candyman. I think they're all equal to each other. All the Jason, Nightmare on Elm. Yeah.
No, because some of those get corny.
Some of them get really bad.
Nightmare on Elm Street and Jason got corny. I feel like
those weren't corny in the 80s, though, anyway.
Yeah.
Like, what about
Alien? Yeah. Like the recent Alien movie was good. The Romulus one. That was good.
Okay, but that's like 20 years,
Also, they went like back in time. Gonna go back in time.
To move forward, my friend.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Alien Remus is better than Alien Romulus.
I get it. Listener, did you catch that?
Listener, it's a highbrow joke, folk.
Did you catch that one, listener?
That one was tiered.
Tiered.
All right, let's grade this thing. So it is King's movie, so he's going to go first.
How many are we doing out of this week?
Well, let's see. We did the last one out of five. So, we should probably do this one, too. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think we'll do it out of five this week.
Out of five? Okay. All right.
I like the first one quite a bit more.
Totally.
3-5 3-5
I think
kind
that's
of a
fair.
Kind of a cop out. Probably more be like 3-3, but I'll say 3-5.
I think that's fair. I think what they added in this one was really cool. Like, I think the Justine stuff was cool. I think him fighting with Bernthal was cool. Again, that whole action sequence at the compound was fucking rad. It was like them working together to take those guys out.
Very tactical.
Very tactical and like precise, and the way they were moving was cool. Like, you could tell Affleck and Bernthal have done that a shit ton of times, right? Like, but I agree. I don't think it was as good as the first one. I'll go I gave the first one a 4.25. I'll give this one just like a flat 4. But because I did enjoy it. Like, the action was awesome, but it's not as good as the first. So,
I put it in the Discord when I watched. I watched this like a week prior to King selecting this.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what I gave the first one. I just said this was 0.5 worse than the first one.
So 4.
So a 4 for me.
Okay.
See, if this was a standalone one without having the first one in, I probably would give it a lower score. It's just, as a sequel, it held up enough to a high-scored first movie.
It is difficult to do a sequel. And to do a sequel based on the first of this series. Like I get like that was a uphill battle, and I think they did a fine job. Like
Needed
it was
more
fine.
fucking accounting in it, though. There better be more accounting in the third one, or otherwise you change the fucking name of this series.
There you go. More pencil pushing, please.